Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Strap Me to a Table and Give Me as a Gift. This post is very BDSM focused and it includes things like extreme pain, spanking, humiliation and some themes of consensual non-consent. If that's not your thing, please don't read on or listen on if you're listening to the audio. This Christmas, I want to be your gift to someone else. Tied up tight in rope instead of ribbon. Bent, spread and sworn to silence. I want you to prepare me so I look perfect and ready and willing, and then I want you to give me to someone else. I like the idea of not knowing who it is. Some stranger whose footsteps sound different to yours when they walk into the room. A guy whose hands are rougher, bigger, whose chuckle as he sees me bent over and strapped down sounds ever so slightly more callous than yours would. When you tie me up, I want you to do so tightly. Not so I can't escape, because I won't want to. In fact, as the rope slips around my thighs and squeezes me hard, it will feel comforting and close. The texture of it around my waist will feel like the touch of your hands, and the tighter you make it, the better I'll remember you while he fucks me. I want to be blindfolded so I know nothing about him, save the smell of his active sweat as he beats me swiftly to warm me up. Lashes with his belt to make my skin pulse and quicken with blood. It will throb around the back of my thighs and my arse and come to rest in my crotch. That thud, thud, thud pulse of my heart beat right at the tip of my thighs where my cunt is slick and my clit is hard, ready and desperate for him to slide inside me. Strap me tightly down so that my legs are spread, my ankles are shackled, and I couldn't close them even if I wanted to. I don't want to. I want to stay open for him. Feel his hands all over me, testing, squeezing, smacking, pinching at my flesh, as if weighing up whether I'm worth it. Let him use me however he wants, to take out frustration on. Gripping my hair and yanking my head as far back as it will go, given the ropes that bind me down. Sliding wetly in and out, letting soft moans of satisfaction out each time he slams it really, really deep inside. Reaching one hand round to cup one of my tits, pinch my nipples to make me let out a squeal of surprise. And clench my cunt even tighter around him so he can speed up and then come. Wrap me up like I'm a gift and give me to someone else. Let him fill me with spunk and leave me, trust and dripping, for you to come and collect. Know that all the while what I'll be thinking of as his cock slams into me and as I grunt with satisfaction when it stretches me out and as he beats me with his belt and fills me up with his hot spunk, all I'll be thinking about is you. Blindfold me, gag me, and let me be used. Because it's the time of year for sharing, and I'm yours to share around. If you like that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. And seeing as this one is going up on Christmas Eve, I'm going to add, I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, then I hope you have a very nice 25th of December. This has been a really weird, weird year for me. And it's also been a really lovely year in some respects because I've been able to start making this audio porn, which is a project I've wanted to do for ages. and I can only do it because blog readers and supporters have chipped in some money to help make sure that I can do it. And as a result, I've been able to both make my gas bill payments and also do this. So this is the best thing of my 2017. So thank you to everybody who's helped me. And if you'd like to support me in 2018, you know the links. Have a lovely Christmas.